Hello everyone, I'm Anne-Sophie de Vos and I'm a dermatology resident actually working at Maria Medlares Hospital in Ghent, where I got this unique case from my supervisor, Dr. Linda Temmerman. The topic of our poster is diagnostics in giant congenital melanocytic nevi. The key messages we want to bring are, first of all, that the clinical diagnosis might be challenging at birth because of the erythematous to even bluish skin of newborns. A second key message is that prompt referral for an MRI of brain and full spine is necessary before the age of 6 months. And third, genotyping for NRAS and BRAF mutations should be done when melanoma is suspected or treatment is required, but not routinely. The underlying reason to study this topic was a case of a newborn male we saw in our hospital, born with a giant congenital melanocytic nevus located on his trunk, genital area and thighs. There were also smaller lesions, the so-called satellite nevi, on the face, scalp, left arm and hand. We took two biopsies, which confirmed the diagnosis, and genotyping on these biopsies showed NRAS mutations. At day 4, an MRI of brain and full spine was performed and could not elicit any central nervous system abnormalities. The results we obtained from the literature research are that the melanoma-associated lifetime risk might be up to 10 to 15% for giant congenital melanocytic nevi of more than 40 cm in projected adult size and associated with several smaller congenital melanocytic nevi, as in our case. Melanoma usually develops in the first 5 years. 1/3 of the melanoma patients develops as primary CNS tumor, and the risk for melanoma is higher when there are congenital abnormalities of the CNS. The diagnostic workup at birth consists a skin examination with high-quality photography material for comparison and an MRI of the brain and full spine before full melanization. That's why an MRI is recommended before the age of 6 months in every patient with two or more congenital melanocytic nevi, independent of size or location. An abnormal MRI screening of the CNS in the first year of life is the strongest predictor for all site melanoma. NRAS mutations are a very common cause of congenital melanocytic nevi, but the clinical outcomes are not different among various genotypes. So, if you ever see a newborn with a large erythematous to bluish lesion, think about a congenital melanocytic nevus. The clinical presentation at birth might be challenging, and the evolution over a few months with rapid changing in color and hair growth is really spectacular. Prompt referral for an MRI to evaluate the CNS is necessary, and genotyping is not part of routine diagnostic workup, but should be done when melanoma is suspected or treatment is required. Thanks for your attention.